This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The Republican leader in the Illinois House is criticizing the Democratic House Speaker over what she believes is his office's failure to act on sexual harassment allegations against now former State Representative Harry Benton in 2023. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie joined WGN to discuss the inconsistent excuses coming from the Speaker's office.
We are against any sort of sexual harassment. We have zero tolerance. And as the Speaker of the House, the one who is controlling everything, if this is how he handles sexual harassment, how else is he handling things?
The Republican leader joined seven other House Republican women in calling for Welch to step down following the release of the Legislative Inspector General report, which said that former Democratic State Representative Harry Benton violated the law by committing acts of sexual harassment. McCombie added that it's time for real accountability for Speaker Welch's total lack of leadership. An effort by President Donald Trump to expand the global gag rule and restrict U.S. foreign aid based on diversity initiatives, reproductive health care, and more has been met with resistance by humanitarian organizations. Studies show the global gag rule has led to clinic closures, decreases in contraceptive services, and a loss of mobile outreach services. Felicity Gray with Nonviolent Peace Force says the Trump administration's decision to expand the rule impacts organizations in countries thousands of miles away, and it could also have ripple effects in the U.S.
Our safety, our health, all of this is interconnected. If we don't want to be impacted by things like HIV and malaria in our own countries in the US, then we need to make sure that we're considering how the decisions that we make elsewhere change that risk.
The original gag rule from the 1980s restricted non-governmental organizations that perform or even promote reproductive abortion care from receiving U.S. aid for family planning. You can read more on that story at WSIU.org.